All right, continuing with session five. So the city has successfully been rebuilt.
How long did it take to rebuild it?
Not barring 250 days.
How many times did Yes destroy it?
Roll me a D12.
A D12? Okay.
God damn it.
8 times.
She has caused cranes and a bunch of other things to fall over, causing delays. So it took 250 days to rebuild the entire city. There is actually even new farmland built and a bridge to that farmland.
Keep it away from yes, please.
So there is a fleet of ships off to the side. You guys are standing on the dock. And the final ship comes up. This ship is called the Crown Jewel. And it's the flagship of the king that he was going to give you for winning the tournament, but because you saved him, he was going to give you that, except he got squished because of issues. And this ship pulls up, and you guys notice that everyone's here except for Narmo and Wolfthini. As the ship pulls up, a gangplank comes down, and a sea elf, he walks off. And this guy kind of swaggers off. "Greetings, Kingmaker. I am Admiral Valsko. I will be leading the Wolf's fleet." He looks around. "Wait, where is Narmo?"
Do we have to break the news, or?
Well, somebody has to.
He's having sex.
Narmo and Wolfthini walk up out of the crowd. Why do you say he got crushed? He's right there.
I mean, you heard
Rita looks at you guys confused.
I said he was having sex.
Yeah, he got crushed in sex.
Okay. Narmo and Wolfthini seem to be like getting along. They're like great pals all of a sudden. So he invites you all to walk onto the ship. As soon as you get on board, everyone make me a constitution saving throw.
Is Yes allowed to get on the ship, or can she not fit on it?
She can get onto it. It's a really big ship.
Okay.
Con save? Okay. Wait, what save? Con save, right?
Constitution, yeah.
You got 6.
I have an 8.
23! Thank goodness.
You're fine. Yes. Everyone else who got below a 15, including Rita and Narmo, you guys just puke onto the deck. You are now seasick.
Oh, thank God I got a 15. Oh my God.
That's a lot of puke coming out from Yes.
Didn't know my cooking was that bad. Ouch.
Everyone who's still walking, make me a dexterity save, not to slip on vomit.
Okay.
Mod 20.
3.
18 in total.
Whew. You and Wilmer are fine. You avoid it successfully.
Jumped off the ship. That's what they did.
They avoided
Matt,
the area.
You slip into the sink face first.
Bye-bye, guys.
You didn't take any damage, but you just slip into the sink. And everyone, there's like these three guys, and they just start laughing. And Admiral Vasco is immediately yells at them, "If you have time to laugh, you can clean. Go get some buckets and scrub this up." And some other crew members who were busy preparing the sails now take you guys over to the other side of the ship. and they tell you to look at the horizon, not to feel worse. Admiral Vasco is then like, it'll take us 30 days to sail to Jungle City. I hope you guys can last till then. And he turns around, and you guys start sailing for Jungle City.
I'm just going to have Yes sit in the center of the deck to look at the horizon.
Also, we got proficiency stuff now, right?
Yes. If you've had 250 gold and the ability to to train for those 250 days. What?
Oh, cool. Never mind. I thought you said something about gold. Wait, what?
Yeah, it costs 250 gold for that training.
Oh.
I don't know why they choose 250 gold and 250 days, but whatever.
So minus gold a day, maybe.
Yep. You were like, yes, I got gold. And then it was like, no, you didn't. You lost gold.
Balls!
You could have also choose not to do the training and then you don't lose that money.
Wait, for what? What's the training for?
You can pick any proficiency skill that you want.
I'm good. I don't want it.
Okay.
I don't lose it. Thank goodness. I don't care then.
Yeah. You guys are the ones who are not sick are shown to the cabins. 30 days pass by completely, and I mean completely disaster free, which is a much welcome change from the rebuilding of the city where every other week there's a disaster. So when you guys get to Jungle City, you guys get there. And everyone who is sick, you are the first people off the ship, and you are kissing the ground. And you're in this city. It's a jungle with large trees, okay? And some of these trees go hundreds of feet in the air, and they have a bunch of buildings built around.
Wow.
As you look at this city, though, you can see it goes for miles. It is the same distance.
Tree.
These trees weigh about 2,000 pounds. You're not going to be able to lift it.
She's going to try.
She tries to lift it and nothing happens. So you guys can see the city goes for miles. To put this into perspective for you guys and the listeners, the trip that you guys walked 3 days for, that's how large this city is wide and in length. And it's a square.
So I'm going to assume that if we didn't get it before the trip to the city, we got it on the boat ride, a long rest at the very least?
Yes.
Okay.
You also had 250 days. If you didn't long rest once in that time period, I'd be really impressed.
So I'm back at full, so my health.
You notice that there are people just everywhere. There's thousands of them. A lot of them are tabbies, but there's tabaxi. And there are many other races, but most of them are tabaxi. And after you guys have gotten off the ship, this is a huge festival. These tabaxi serving girls come up and just put alcohol into your guys' hands. And then they walk off.
I mean, this is a big mistake. This isn't even enough to fill me up.
Here, he hands her his. Your hands are his.
So when you hand her yours, another tabaxi comes along and puts it into your hand. Puts another one into your hand.
And then he gives it back, gives it to Yes again.
And another tabaxi comes along and gives it to you.
And Yes downs all this alcohol.
Yep, and he gives it another one to Yes. Cause...
Can I get a keg, please?
And this just continues to happen, Ben, is they just keep giving you this, but they see you, Yes, and they bring out a giant, like it's on a cart, and they drag out this like pot full of wine, and they drag it out to you. Like this... when it sits in your hand, it's like a perfect, like, what would be like a pint to everyone else.
All right, this is a nice little shot, and she downs it.
They pull out another one. They just continue to feed you alcohol.
Yeah, she's going to keep drinking it down.
Yeah, don't forget the alcohol he gave her. My character gave her, so...
And you just keep getting alcohol drinks. You guys are now in a never-ending loop.
No, wait, can I do an insight check to see why they're giving us alcohol?
Yeah, my guy's not drinking his. Just
yeah, because I'm a little too wise to drink this.
Sure.
I don't want to drink at all.
I'm a little suspicious.
You also notice Rita and Narmo and Molstini, they're already into like their fifth drinks.
Okay.
I'm not drinking. I don't care for a drink.
I make my own booze.
Insights. What is an insight? Go ahead.
Guessing the intentions of what this is.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, a 7.
It's a festival. This is a huge festival.
Let's see what my insight is. Insight is 5. 16.
You also know that this is a huge festival, and that's why they are giving you alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you and Yes are in a permanent lock now of just getting permanently amount of drinks.
Yeah, Yes Wolfdini, thinks this is a challenge, by the way.
That's fine. Wolfdini and... Wolfdini and Rita and Narmo have slowed down their drinking, so they're not getting as much alcohol being handed to them. So they start to wander off into the town.
I'm going to follow Rita.
Okay.
I'm going to go follow after them because I don't.
Well, you're stuck in an endless loop. You can't exit until you hold on to your drink.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to my drink, but not drink it. Then
that's fine. As you follow them with a drink and the tabbies, the tabaxi have stopped giving you more drinks.
Meanwhile, Yes is like still down in her drinks.
Yeah, they've now planned for this. They've got a line of these carts just lined up, ready to serve you the next one. And then they've got a whole plate, like they keep going back behind this tavern that's just filling them up. From a giant bat. Like.
And they're going to run out eventually, you know. Shoes. I don't think they're anything amount of alcohol. I know.
So because you scored so well, you know that this festival is so popular and it lasts for almost half a year. So they have enough alcohol to basically fill the oceans with them. So they've got a lot of alcohol, and there's no way she's going to be able to get through all of it because they planned for such an eventuality.
This is a huge festival if it lasts for half a year.
Yeah. It's a very huge festival.
I'm just curious what they do on the other half of the year.
Right?
The extreme
probably hangover. Yeah.
During the time they were drunk.
So I'm more curious at how anyone gets any work done if they're celebrating this festival for half the year and the other half is spent as a hangover.
you notice that all the serving people, they're not drinking. Like, they're completely sober. So there is some order. So as you guys walk, you guys walk and about... Every, I want to say like 100 feet, there's another, not just a tavern, but inns. There's inns everywhere. It's almost like they plan to have visitors all year around. You guys pass by a bunch of like standard shops, accessory shops, stuff like that. But
is this with...
With the NPCs and everyone else who's left, you are just sitting there drinking.
Okay.
Matter of fact, make me a constitution check.
I got a 12.
Okay. You get through another 5 and then you just fall asleep.
Gosh. There's a slight rumble when she passes out.
You guys feel that all the way over there.
I think the half giant has passed out eventually, I think.
Oh, I thought earthquake happened.
I'll go drag her over here. I'll be right back, guys.
How are you even going to drag her?
Don't worry.
Yeah, just go back to...
He can bench press 600 pounds.
Yeah.
Dang.
Wait, what's your equipment weight?
Let's see. My equipment right now, it's only like 200. Surprisingly.
All right, so you can drag her then.
67. Well, I'm at 67 equipment weight plus my weight of 533, so I'm like 600.
Yeah, so he can drag you, but he can't.
I can drag her.
Yeah.
That's what I was planning to do. I'm not going to pick her up. Fuck that.
You see these, like, there's going to be, like, deep grooves from him dragging her.
Yeah. <they're... laughs> I want to see how well the road's constructed now. All right, that's not that bad. They're not super deep, but they're like an inch deep. And everyone just kind of stops to look, but after a while, they just start cheering at the idea.
Maybe this is a new event for their festival.
Drag the giant.
Yeah.
Can I slap her so I can wake her up, or is that a no-go?
What's your AC? Yes.
16.
Beat a 16.
All right. Mod or no? That's a 16.
You smack yourself. Because you're both PCs, he actually has to beat your armor class, not tie it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to keep dragging her until she goes over a rock or something, you know.
I'm going to put some whipped cream in her hand and then tickle her nose with the feather.
Wait, okay. How exactly is she being dragged? Is it by her arms or by the back of her neck?
By her legs.
Yeah, I assumed by the legs.
Because
but...
I've already established she's not wearing much in the way of clothing, if anything at all.
That doesn't bother the people. Like, some people just start stripping off their clothes. Like, this is such a big festival, this isn't bothersome whatsoever. You've now got a bunch of naked people also, and more people just keep stripping off their clothes. Because why not?
So the Khajiits are all celebrating now.
I mean, they've been celebrating.
They're high on
moon sugar. What happens at Jungle City stays in Jungle City.
God damn it!
So,
this is all high on Suma now.
God damn it. Never. We are in a hentai now. My God.
For those of you who didn't catch the after show last time, it's on Patreon. Sorry, that's a shameless plug.
What is our patron address?
I don't know yet. we'll talk about that later. As this happens, you know, nothing seems weird, but you guys just keep walking until it's nighttime. I mean, you can go into shops, you can trade, you can talk to people, see what's going on. You guys got freedom in this town.
Kind of.
Except for the one guy. Unless you're the dude whose head is much unwanted, has a bounty on him.
You see a lot of these bounty posters, and even him with walking without a hood on, no one seems to notice.
I'm just gonna, you know, keep dragging Yes around while I walk beside Rita.
Can I give a loud snore?
The buildings stay intact.
Okay.
Somehow I'm not
everyone. there's innkeepers that keep waving you down. Do you want to have a place out back for her?
No, it's fine. She'll probably break something when she wakes up, so I'd rather not have her in one of your homes or inns. It's fine.
Just leave her in a stable.
Okay. If you're sure, the stables are free.
Thank you, though.
Could put her there.
She'll break something.
We're not together.
What? What? Wait, what?
Narmo, Rita, and everybody just stop and look at your character, Marcel, like, what?
I didn't say that.
Wait, what did you say? I didn't hear a thing. Wait.
I heard we are not together. And I was like,
no,
what?
I didn't say that. He's like, sure, oh. If you're there. I mean, that's fine, you know, but whatever.
Oh my gosh.
The way I envisioned it is like, oh, I don't know these people whatsoever. Why are you walking with them then?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
We're just going in the same direction.
Yeah, I'm just walking close to them.
Yeah, I'm just fucking.
Oh my gosh.
Good. Yeah, so they're looking at me at that. So I'm like, I didn't say that. It's like, sure, we should. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, it's like, okay, later. Whatever. And everyone continues on. So you guys just basically follow the main road, and it gets to be about 10 o'clock in the evening. You've just been walking since like 10.
All right, is Yes awake yet?
She's starting to recover from being asleep, and as soon as you wake up,
she's gonna be hurling.
Hold on. You do not have a hangover.
Wow, that's impressive. First time I ever got drunk and not drink any water and not get a hangover when I wake up.
And immediately, again, you are berated with drinks from pots.
I immediately just keep dragging her. I don't even care if she's awake. Getting her away from the alcohol.
They continue to follow her, trying to give her the drinks with their carts.
Alright, let her go.
No.
I have a feeling they've been stalking you, by the way. they know she's the one to give drinks to.
As you guys look around, there's taverns everywhere as well. So there's no shortage of drinking.
Alright, so yes, just gonna stand
and people
up
lack of
and
clothing, apparently. Sans clothing, apparently. Because, you know, shit.
So, I'm barely wearing anything.
So, there's a guy who comes up to you guys in a black robe, and he kind of muscles his way into the middle of you, and he goes, can't see his face or anything, and he's got the black robe goes all the way down to his ankle. He kind of looks like a Sith, honestly.
I pull off his cloak.
Roll me a strength check.
Can I not let her do that?
No, it's already happened. It's canon.
God damn it.
I'm going to step back.
I'm just imagining he's got a red glow stick.
I got a 19.
You rip his cloak off and his shirt, and he's just left standing there, and he's clearly a tabaxi, and he's like,
God.
And yes. he's also got this one other unique factor, is on his chest is a handprint of a black hand.
Oh,
all right.
I know who this is. Can it be? Motherfucker. Can't be.
And he's standing there, and he's like, well, there goes the shadow effect. Did you really have to do that? I was going to give you some information.
Well, we're in a party, and I thought you might want to celebrate with everybody else. I mean, they're all naked. I'm mostly naked. Why not?
Please excuse her and... Yeah.
He He points down to an alley that even Yes will fit down and goes, follow me over here. And he grabs his cloak back and like covers himself again. So yes, you really like messed up this guy's mojo. Like, you messed it up so badly. Like,
yeah, Yes is like gonna be the first one in this alley.
So he's then like, once you guys are gathered around, he's like, okay, since the whole mystery man thing is out, I am part.
Well, I'm pretty sure we still don't know who exactly you are as a person.
I'm about to tell you who I am.
What's his motive?
Why do you guys continue to talk when I'm about to tell you about me? Like, really? Hey, there. What are you, adventurers or something?
Yep.
Well, maybe.
I would tell you, but I don't want to get lightning striked.
Too late.
You take 3 damage from lightning.
How?
No!
Just a reference. I take damage.
No!
You shouldn't have said anything about lightning. the guy goes, I'm part of the Black Hand.
God damn it. Knew it. Yep, your brotherhood.
We are technically a criminal organization, and we actually run Jungle City. One of our many more profitable scenarios is assassination. But the assassination attempt or posters for your friend were not actually issued by us.
So third party, I'm guessing.
Do you know who issued them?
If I knew that, I would not be talking to you.
Snippy.
We have ways of making these problems not exist anymore.
Eh. I heard... never mind. Just thinking of...
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of us?
No. I heard something about... I don't know. Maybe.
Earlier this year, I was being forced to fight for amusement. So, no.
I mean, if you guys are truly kingmakers, then yes, you are being used for amusement. I'm willing, though, to, if you guys can figure out who put this bounty on your companion's head, I am willing to pay you that bounty, along with give you information on something pertaining to memories.
Wait, each? That amount of gold each to us, or just like in general that we have to split up?
It would be in general, but I'm pretty sure it's 5,000 platinum, not gold. I will play you in platinum coin.
Nice.
So what's in it for you then?
Yeah, what's the benefit of this for you? That's kind of the one I'm trying to figure out.
The big problem is, even though we're a criminal organization, we have rules. And rules that must be followed to a T. And if you break the rules by faking assassination orders done by us or any of our clientele, that causes us problems, like losing 5,000 platinum pieces. So you will be dealing with a problem that is our problem too. And it will, one of the things too is we'll be able to wash our hands of it very quickly. It matters not if you do it non-lethally or lethally. We do not care how it is done. You could send them into, say, a prison called the Land of the Forsaken. Or you could incinerate their body. Or you could drop them into the Sea of Monsters. Doesn't bother us.
So why can't the elite assassin organization take care of this?
We are not just assassins. We are a criminal organization. but even our network has holes. I do know, however, though, that you guys impressively wiped out 78 people who were supposed to take control of the land that you had just conquered.
And with that, Yes slowly starts to retreat further, please. Into the alley.
I grab her.
Guess we take whatever recognition we can get.
You're not going anywhere, Missy.
I'm trying not to destroy any more people, okay?
That's why I'm making sure you don't leave anything. Or go anywhere.
Let her go. It's fine.
Surprisingly, we could never pull off something like that. Do you want a job, young lady?
I mean, only if Teriyaki can join.
He
looks down at the half and he goes, he's 1/10 my size. And he's old.
Can you make a mean burger?
He's my friend. He's my closet mate.
He looks very confused by this and goes,
do not ask.
Then. We will not need you in any form or fashion. You are way too open for a secret society. He turns and he seems to just as he puts up his hood, he seems to just disappear into the shadows. And at this time, you guys turn around back. As you guys turn around back to this, back to the main street, there's a bunch of people there with drinks for you guys.
They're just standing there. Yes, it's going to start grabbing some of those drinks and downing them again.
My guy is not going to drink. He takes it, but he doesn't drink his. So
I just push
not that hidden up an alley, drinking. I guess.
Poor Teriyaki. Everyone's going to think he's gay now.
The guy's going to go back and just be like, I had the weirdest conversation ever. Not only did they destroy the mystery man identity thing, they gave me this weird conversation about being closet mates. I don't understand. He's got a bottle of just bourbon, and he's just drinking the whole thing down. Like, I don't know what to do with my life anymore. Maybe it's down at the bottom of this bottle.
The rest of his mates would be looking at him like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. He's excommunicated the next day. Like, dude, you've just taken this too far.
Buddy, you had too much to drink.
Yeah, exactly. We're supposed to be running this city, even though there's a celebration. We don't drink. Why are you drinking? The Nightingales do not exist in this world. The Black Hand is being based off of the Black Hand is not based off the Skyrim one. They're based off of the real life organization called the Black Hand.
Still want to join the Nightingales? He's gonna try to.
So the reference.
He wants that armor, damn it! He looks cool in that armor. So he wants that armor, damn it!
Hey, can we add this guy? Can we add this guy to kill count? Because she effectively killed his career.
And yes, it's now 79. 79 down, pass it around, and 7.2 billion more to go.
Yeah. She's working on it.
Yeah. As you guys, clearly all these people have just heard that, but they're like not bothered by it whatsoever. Can I just go back? There's one about every 100 feet, and you're like 10 feet from one.
Cool.
So why do you want to go to the inn?
Because I'm tired of her, points to Yes.
I'm tagging along with Uzu.
All right. So everyone goes to the inn now, and the innkeeper, he's standing outside like he's trying to get people to come in, and he's like, "Greetings, fellow folks. Welcome. Oh, I see you have a giant. We will have to put her out back in the stable. She won't fit inside, but..."
You have an insurance policy on your building, right?
And everything you own, correct? Because you might
Is an insurance policy?
Don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter. Do you have fire whiskey? Because I need fire whiskey right now.
No.
The guy says, "Fire whiskey." And he drags you, like he, something glints in his eye. He grabs you and he drags you to the back of the inn. And he opens up this cabinet and there's just bottle after bottle after bottle of fire whiskey.
How much for all of it?
He turns around to you and goes, "I've been waiting for you all my life."
Oh, I've been waiting for you all my life.
Oh my.
The rumor shall diverge from me to you.
He immediately pops one of the bottles, pours you both a drink, and hands it to you.
I just drink it straight down and ask for another one.
He so follows you and then starts pouring again.
Does this mean that Yes
is still outside?
Okay.
You're there, but you're also with Narmo, Rita, and everything. This clerk comes out and goes, "Now that the boss is getting wasted, I don't think he would like me to charge because of how much he just fell for your friend. I'll give you a room that allows you to look out back towards the inn or the stable, and that way you'll be able to communicate with your friend who's in the stable. Everyone who's drinking, make me a constitution check."
Yes, yes, fire whiskey.
I'm gonna try some fire whiskey.
I got a 15.
You're
19.
Fine. You're fine.
Nine.
Not drunk enough yet.
After a few, like, you guys get through two bottles, and the old man all of a sudden just goes onto the table. The owner. He's out.
Well, someone can't handle their whiskey.
Help myself, then. I just keep pouring some glasses.
you get to the 10th bottle and then it hits you and you pass out. So there's one in the back. There's someone out front still drinking. Narmo, Rita, and Wolfdini sit down in the lounge area of the inn.
So Yes, it's out front still drinking.
You do that for another 2 hours until you actually pass out.
Again.
Again, you feel a bunch of tabaxis come and they drag you into the inn, or into not the inn, the stables behind the inn.
Okay.
So you guys are out. The only people who are awake are Marcel's character and the rest of the party. Yeah, who's not drinking, and a tabaxi girl comes up and goes, "Do you not enjoy that drink?"
"I don't drink."
"Why not?"
"I'd rather stay sober. I still got things to do."
"But this is a time of relaxing. Nothing should be being done." As you look at her, you notice that she's really scantily dressed.
He scans her, shrugs.
Pulls out his visor, measures the power level.
Make me... What is that? Make me a wisdom saving throw.
16.
You fall asleep.
Okay.
And with that, I think we'll end our session here.